You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, it's Black Lou, and welcome to the Bonfire's Best of the Week. Jay started out the show on Monday by reading a message he got from an irate fan who was upset with him for canceling a show at Mohegan Sun. Did Jay take the high road in his response? Nope, and that's why I love him.
So this weekend it was supposed to be Mohegan Sun, but now you have to film this TV show.
So I have to go out to LA.
There you go.
So I can't do the weekend. We're going to move the date.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I'm certain if not, like I'd make a stink myself if they didn't honor the tickets bought for my show for when I come back there. However, and I was going to announce it today on the radio. And then, you know, Christine puts it on social media. And mm-hmm. So I just got announced yesterday. Well, I guess comics started telling people, sure. Like, you know, that I'm not coming.
Well, they got to work on it as fast
sure.
as possible.
I'm not mad at Mohegan Sun for this at all. Comics, they got to get somebody in there and they have to promote them.
Weekend mm-hmm. to replace.
Didn't overthink that was going to happen. But so, you know, a few hours after me and like Christine are looking for flights and shit mm-hmm. I have to take, I get a thing from a guy. Mm-hmm. Message, he goes, very upset that you canceled your shows at Mohegan Sun this weekend, which I'm like, okay. I mean, that's already sure. there. I'm going to write back. I'm like, oh, right away I go, oh, that's right. I guess they probably like put it out there for the people bought tickets. Mm-hmm. I go, so I'm like, oh, I'll write this guy back. Hey man, going to be back again real soon. But it goes on. I took time out of work, paid for front row seats and got a hotel room at Mohegan. As someone who has been a fan of yours for years, I'm extremely disappointed. It would be understandable and not a big deal at all if you had some type of emergency, but to cancel over a schedule conflict is extremely unprofessional. You didn't even have the professionalism to announce it on Twitter so you wouldn't take a PR hit. You have lost me as a fan, and I will never watch or listen
hold
to
on,
anything you
on.
Do again.
Damn. Hold on. Is this guy in the biz?
I was mad when I wrote that.
Because this guy just knows. This guy knows angles.
It was me.
He knows how close to you your PR reputation is.
But here's the funny thing about my personality that the reason I'm reading this mainly is it's so funny how sometimes, especially when I'm writing and thinking while I'm writing, mm-hmm. I go, watching someone go 0-60 in the written word is fucking hilarious.
No.
I go,
is that how it ended?
That's what he wrote. Yeah. He goes, you've lost me as a fan forever and I'll never watch or listen to anything you do again.
Those sentences are so funny if you imagine them stomping off. I'm writing that and going, ever again.
But I started out
signed,
by going like,
disappointed.
Listen to the first sentence.
Not yours.
It's not yours ever again.
Misunderstanding.
Listen to the first sentence. You're going to see hard. That my intention. No, I started off where I was going to start being high road.
Yeah.
But this is before he writes anything back yet. Sorry to hear that, but I got an amazing TV show opportunity, and that is the unfortunate possibility in this business. I also didn't officially know until this afternoon. The shows are also, I'll tell you the tone I'm writing as it goes, the shows are also being rescheduled with the tickets being honored from this time. I go, so you can take your fanship elsewhere if you wish, but not sure why you choose to be such a cunt about it before knowing anything at all about what you're talking about. Suck balls, peace.
Dude, that's so funny that you, wait, hold on. You just did the 0-60.
Yeah.
Where you go, dear concerned customer, as a purveyor of jokes, I must get the best opportunity. You know what, you fucking shit stain.
You know what they don't realize also?
Suck fest.
You know, we're off next Monday for company holiday, but like.
Well, actually, I asked the company to take it off for Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
So
it's very woke of you, dude.
Good.
It's true.
Hold on. I got to go outside and work on some dabs for.
Boom.
Yeah.
So I tell Christine, I as I'm sending that, I write to Christine, I read her his thing, and I wrote the thing that I wrote back. And then she goes, he said it wouldn't be no big deal if it was an emergency. So, like, what if it was like an emergency?
Yeah.
That you didn't want to tell people was an emergency.
Dude, what if you hit him back with, I'm sick? And he goes, what? Yeah, I told you right back?
No.
I'm sick? And he goes, what do you mean you're sick? And he goes, I'm sick. How do you feel right now?
The only time I can get this bone marrow is done this weekend.
So, yeah, dude, reschedule. Just feel better. And you go, I'm sick with it.
You're going to love this. You're going to love this so much, man.
That's all you have to do. So how does it, is this is his response to suck balls piece?
No. That's why I'm trying to do it to you as quick as possible. I want to laugh after it, because in the middle of that, so I wrote, why would you choose to be such a cunt about it before knowing anything at all about what you're talking about? Suck balls, peace. I go to Christine, you believe this shit? And she goes, what if it was an emergency, but something you didn't want to tell the world yet? So you just say the schedule. So I go, starting a text. Or.
Wait, so you sent that one? And then you went,
you added.
That's so great.
I mean, 3 minutes later.
That's great.
Or.
That's the walk.
What if it was an emergency? I wanted to keep private. Because it was explained honestly, you reach out to be a fuckface. Please don't follow any of my shit. Fuck your mom. And then, so at 6:18 in the morning, he writes back.
Oh, man. Oh, time out. Which means he woke up.
For work.
He woke up for work and was like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, made a
catching
cup of
him at a bad time, too.
No, he's making a cup of coffee, and he's like, are you going to give Cole a ride to school?
Yeah.
All right, all right. And then he goes downstairs, and he's like, I had this dream that fucking Eric forgot to pick me up at work. Anyways, hold on, I'm going to check Instagram. Puts his glasses on.
It's on the IG.
He goes, I got a direct. He goes, direct message from Big J. Oh. Like that. Opening that, dude.
So
socked him right in the chest.
This is great. This guy been a fan of me and followed me for years, bought front row tickets and took off work to get a front row seat.
Got a hotel. So he could J-O to you.
He goes,
J-O to your geniusness.
But now it's just so obviously petty now, but it's funny.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm sure it will do wonders for your quote-unquote great career.
Oh.
Great way to treat your fans who spend money on you. Feel bad for your daughter having such a pathetic loser of an old man.
Whoa. This guy came out firing.
This is great.
This guy was like, oh, you want a fucking gunfight?
Don't cut it in the middle because I just want you to read his whole piece. Yeah, yeah. It goes, great career. Great way to treat your fans who spend money on you. Feel bad for your daughter having such a pathetic loser of an old man. You can't honor this commitment. I can only imagine how much you disappoint her. Enjoy the diabetes and the early death, you fat waste of life. Fucking crowd work special. Ha ha ha. Fucking crowd work show. Ha. Sit down and write some material, you fucking fingerless glove wearing blimp. fuck your mom. But most of New York probably has anyway. And I write back as soon as I wake up. She's in Philly, but probably most of Philly has. And
that's the last interaction?
Yeah, because by that time, like, I'm like over it, so too. Yeah. He's like, fuck your mom. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Here's the funniest thing to write back.
Man, he wrote that walking around in his underwear with post-morning wood.
Oh, yeah.
And like a t-shirt on, just being like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Monday morning, angry. Yeah.
It's but just that in his socks and underwear, just like this fucking guy.
So he's clearly just like a butthurt broad about it, like taking the fucking, I bought front row tickets, you're a waste of life. That's fine. But I'm saying, if you ever see me, draw a line with your foot right in front of me, and I will gladly knock your fucking jaw off your face.
No. Oh, man, did he block you?
Or we'll hug. Yeah, and he blocked me, which is funny as shit, too. But
man, you know that that ride to work, he just yelled at his windshield.
Human.
Which is the first thing. It's like, how dare you?
You ruined this.
How dare you? I took off work for this. I go, what do you want me to do? I go, by the way, you know what's funny? They never know about anything else. Like, I'm taking definitely a money decrease, possible hit by not doing a weekend and going to do this small part on this thing. You know,
but so him, like, I'm trying to think of how he pretends that the argument starts with you, where he's like, you know, he's like driving to work and he's like, yeah, I'm here with my wife. I don't know. Fuck you. You know what I mean? He's at the comedy club and he's like, yeah, no, that's my wife. I was a fan. And how would I say I was a fan? I used to be a fan now.
Remember me from Instagram? And then I'll be like, elbow.
I grab his ankle and I fucking bite. Dude, I pull him in the swamp.
Or you ruined his day and then he's, in turn, started ruining everybody else's. Like, his kids definitely got yelled at.
I can only hope I started a cycle of abuse now.
Yeah, exactly.
First thing in the morning,
he goes, it ruined a lot of people's days.
He goes, look, Dad, there are skank hands. He's like, oh.
Skank, what? Bust a cereal bowl over their head.
His kid's a skanks fan.
Hey, it's Black Lou again. After seeing an ABC documentary, Jay, Dan, and guest Mike Fenoya discussed the disturbing story of Jeffrey Epstein.
I know the story of Epstein, but when it's just laid out...
It's a story as old as time.
Old as time, and the fact that it was all... like, I didn't know that it goes back to like...
Roman times?
No, I mean like in the early 90s.
It's called Sparta.
I knew the crime went back to the early 90s, the crimes. I didn't know that... he'd already been like brought up for this shit. Like, he was a guy that got away with it a couple times and was like able to like, and then was able to like, and not help himself to do it again.
Yeah.
addicted to the danger, man, right?
No, he's addicted to young pussy because it's not the danger, because it was like he'd say things
sorry,
like the younger
only,
the better.
He only likes
and
pussy.
You don't want younger the better if you're trying to be dangerous with it, simply maybe 17-year-olds, if it was exclusively that, you'd go, well, that guy looks a little
really
dangerous.
If
he's looking
really
for the younger the better, then it's like he's a fucking he's got a major fucking
How's that initial
sickness.
Conversation go? Like you're at one of them parties, right? And you go, "Hey, if you're into
young
kids, if that's the guy. If you're into young kids, like that's your dude."
Oh, absolutely.
Should have been killed decades ago.
No, but the guy that brought it up to him casually.
Yeah. Like, how's that happen?
So, you got any young pussy?
Yes.
You got any kids? Like a fuck.
Got a couple of them there.
Yeah, exactly. He goes,
"They're getting old."
He goes, "Dude, young pussy around. Are you a cop?"
Yeah. Take your shirt off.
You come?
Okay.
Do you mind if my buddy Bruno patched up?
Yeah.
What did you do? I do find that weird. Cause, well, it doesn't get into his affiliations because he
also how did he
died.
Make his money? He's like
he died before, dude. The he
charmed
born,
his money.
He's a dropout.
Just like, born into it. One
no,
of those
no, no,
like,
no.
Just old money.
Maybe, but in no, this in this story, yeah, you're actually right. They did say he
made
wasn't.
It.
He was Christine backed this up with me. His ultimate thing was the money manager, is what it said. So he's like. Altman, Salvaggi, and whatever, basically. With, you know,
is that what we're funding?
But he became a professor. He was very smart, but he dropped out of college, but got a job as a professor at the Barton School. What was it called, or something like that? Like
I'd have to look it up. It's a very rich prep school on the Upper East Side where he, through the children, he met these very powerful parents and became their business manager.
What I don't understand is when you get to the point where you're like, okay, you got multiple mansions all over the place, and then you go, man, I've been hiding this whole time that I'm super into really young pussy. How do you find a network? This is pre-internet.
Yeah.
Pre-internet.
Yep.
How do you find a network and be like, you have to break that out? Exactly. He goes, dude, I fucking, he goes, you know what'd be good right now? It's like cold beer and some super young pussy. And you open another guy to go, he goes, I know, right? He goes, how young you talking? He goes, 12, right? You think I'm going to say 12? Like, that'd be fucking crazy,
it's
right?
It's gross. Don't you
that'd
think
be
it's
nuts,
gross?
Right? Yeah. He goes, it's gross, but I mean, like, you know, see how some guys get into it, I guess. Wow, by the way, I'm doing it. I'd be luring somebody just like this because I mean I'd probably do it if it was legal in the country. I'm just fucking I wouldn't do
dude,
it. I'd be intrigued by the idea. Would you be intrigued by the idea?
SNL had such a funny sketch back when Bill Hader was on where it was Rosetta Stone and he was like, I need to learn Thai. I'm going to Thailand for a thing. it was all sexual perverts using Rosetta Stone to learn the language of their countries where they could go do fucked up shit.
But they have the thing
like fishing
if
on
you
a
find,
lake.
If he died, obviously, and like, but like to find out, like,
yeah, he.
I mean, one of the people
died.
Yeah, one of the people.
I'm the person that doesn't even think Jeffrey Epstein
is dead.
Is dead.
I go. He's alive. He's walking around. He's in Memphis. He's walking in Memphis.
Was it because I was saying died instead of murdered? That you were thinking I was almost saying like why he committed suicide.
Yeah,
that's why I keep in my head. I keep hearing that too, but they keep saying he died. I go, they're making it confirm. I'm like, oh no, he's definitely dead. They're confirmed. they're not saying that it's either way.
Right. My point is he dead?
Hey,
the autopsy photos. I didn't see these.
It does. It's not.
Are they fake though? Are they just like
no?
There's
nothing. There's just nothing. It's like look at the neck mark. It couldn't. Who knows? What the fuck?
Jeffrey, this is my guy that gets me my young pussy. Jeffrey, how are you? And he goes, I'm good.
They have a fucking.
I'm good, Mr. Welch's.
They have the.
He
has
no.
He has a girl. He has a woman. Do most of the scouting
in New England, right? Isn't she like in Cape Cod now or something?
She's like, you want to fuck kids?
You want
to fucking got it? I got it for you. I fucking know them.
But
first off,
Jizzaline.
Yeah, Jizzaline.
What a great name for
Jizzaline.
Someone in the sex industry.
Jizzaline.
Jizzaline. It sounds like what an Italian guy would call a little
Jizzaline.
Load. He's like, she's rubbing my guy. I got a little Jizzaline.
Got a little bit of Jizzaline on. Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
I had a distant cousin.
They got fucked.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh God! Was he at the Epstein parties? Which side of the battle was he on?
Distant cousin.
Gray or blue?
That he would brag. He came back. He told me and my brother about his trip to Thailand.
Dude, I'll be honest.
He did
an
entire
tour. We're on
radio, dude.
We're on radio and video.
Huh?
Just know we're on radio and video before you say what
I
was saying.
We stopped talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. Burn that bridge.
He didn't get into specifics, but he was like boasting how young how easy it was to get girls there And he was ranking Thailand to Vietnam. Like, he did an entire tour of Asia.
Dude, if you start
doing sex trade. And that was the last time we spoke to him. Wow.
When was that? In the 80s? It was pre-internet? When was the last time you spoke to him?
15 years ago.
Did he bring it up?
It was post-internet.
It was post-internet?
Did he bring it up, like, backyard over beers? Or was it, like, at the table? Like,
I don't know what he was thinking. Like, we were going to knuckle punch.
Yeah, he was hoping to get you on board. He thought it was
like Napster internet, too. Napster internet.
He was doing, like,
no social media.
He didn't specifically say,
but you could tell, and that was the end of it. I mean, like, oh, you fucking pervert.
That's weird.
I think he definitely left that party and went, swing and a miss. Finishing his beer.
Got to find a new
family.
We
did not.
Yeah, right.
Dude, when you start putting
out... My brother and I just looked at each other like,
how the hell did anybody find, even back in like the 1800s, like cannibals and shit that found each other and like how do you do that? Would you put an ad in the paper?
I don't know.
Like, really? Yeah. How would you have that starting...
Right? But if you start...
If you want to find someone to murder a family, like, how do you find that? Like, hey, you know a murderer? Like, I want to kill someone.
Back to your cousin, though. Him putting out a BCS top 5 Asian countries is a big indicator that he's not into regular sex.
Became very religious afterwards.
Of course he did. He had to repent.
Super religious.
For all that fucking tight butt that he banged.
Thailand gets a bye in the first round.
Some muggy country.
It's just, again, I know when it's like the places, like the go-to for it, but finding the networking, because they're always like, they're saying that he's got killed because if he started giving his names, we'd be blown away. But they did kind of catch the Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Was it there? And I mean, by the way, they really do. People are so bad at lying in the world. It's just ridiculous. Like Jeffrey Epstein in his interview, when they're talking about a girl who's like on the charter of his private jet.
Bill Clinton.
I mean, 100 times, Dan. But don't look at it. She's on this charter over and over again, and they're asking him, like, Victoria Johnson? And he's like, I don't know if you could...
Who's that?
Sing for you, Chicago Fell? I mean, he's really doing it like he's... I'm not exaggerating. He goes, Victoria Johnson. He goes, can you spell it? He says, can you spell it? Sing for you, Chicago Fell?
Oh, is she the one...
Short girl?
Yeah, it's like he's on it. So it's like
cello player,
and they giggle and they smile. And I tell you what, the giggling and smiling and smirking the whole way through the whole thing. I believe these guys live so that he believes probably making it to whatever he is in his 60s. I guess.
Yeah.
Right. That he's like, yep, yeah, that was the run, dude.
Yeah, it's over.
I bet there wasn't a struggle on him dying, whether he was killed or not. I bet it was kind of like,
if he's even dead.
Yeah, this is the guy who's gonna do it. You know, it's just they paid the guard to do it. Ah, shit. All right. Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.